Beautiful intellect, to enter into this, convention occurs. Frankly speaking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has stopped us from thinking deeply and fully. He just asked his Bhagavan graciously, allowing us to enter fully the way we are supposed to do it. The thing is, we fail to understand our lives so far. They are not pure 100%. It cannot be pure until and unless we are weak. We need the body. With the body, it can be 100% pure. And there are disqualifications to enter into corporate pastimes of the learning Krishna. But the pure intelligence, like Swami has said in Prabhupada, to give us intelligence, to try to understand this. The thing is, this is the matter discussed in 10th Canto. And 10th Canto of Bhagavatam is regarded as heart of the Bhagavatam. We had experienced that you are operated on your leg. And suppose if something goes on, when there is a heart operation, they will be very careful. The whole room should be attended and changed. Doctor should be clean, nice consciousness. He cannot fight in his life and come and perform our good consciousness is also should be clear. For the material things, only thing that we can require, so how much more is required for us? This is discussed. The heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. The thing is, unless we understand the first and second end of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are not ready to understand the further end of the unperturbed intent. I'll give you only one verse to meditate upon, and that verse qualifies us to get into the third canto. Is from at least, we are ready to see so many topics really religious and present. Then Shukri was only for us. In this age, detachment is very difficult. According to time and circumstances, you should be fine, should they was one. Please, don't unnecessarily measure it to cuckoo's land. Even if it's alive, it's not possible to be detached. Who has said in energy, the qualification of detachment? So those who are attached, they pretend to be detached. And 99% of all us are attached. And 1% may be out of it. And those who are really detached, they treat the limited entity we call and speak it with anybody with a pleasurable attitude. That is why I am the detachment. At least we don't differentiate. And with this clear understanding, we go to the pages of Bhagavatam. And then we have Krishna's mercy. We are inquisitive in nature. We have a clear picture of our death in front of us. People are scared to think about the death. But we always meditate upon that. And that keeps us in the same mind. Everybody has to do. There is no other way. There is no exception to this. Once we remember this, you can understand Bhagavatam very well. This was particularly, say, hardly there are 8-10 words. We can meditate on them and go to this canto. I'll show you the way how you two should do it. So yourself, you should try any words and try to understand in this way. Then we may try the appearance of Radharani or understand the relationship between Krishna and Radha. The first word is Ayu. Ayu is our life. Ayusha. The other word in Indian languages are coming from Sanskrit. And this Ayu, since we know that our period of life on this planet is very limited, within 100 years, then we very well know one thing. There are four yugas in the yuga cycle. The first one is Satya, then Treta, Dwapara, and Kaliyuga. And we have a full serious idea about all these four yugas. And we very well know from Ayu and how this Ayu differs in this four yugas. From that we learn how to approach the ten cantos. In Kaliyuga, there are 432 years. The devil than that is Dwapara, 854. And three times than that, 1296, are in Treta. And 1798 in Satyayuga. These are the durations of yugas. In the Satyayuga, Ayu was 100,000 years. So there is no danger of contamination. At the moment, contamination is increasing. So when there is no contamination, I was great. Fantastically long. They could have performed long, long tapasya in that period. From our definition, they have plenty of time. But the secret of this changing in the yugas gives us the instruction. Then in Treta Yuga, and the quarter of sin was ended. Instead of four, a complete sinless life, they had three-fourths punishment plus one-fourth sinful life. So quarter over a day. The Antichrist death. So from 100,000, it became 10,000. This is a clear idea. Rather mercy. Here the lesson is, you perform a bit of sin and your eye decreases then much more in proportion. Sin was only one-fourth, so our life generally should have decreased one-fourth. It's not, the ratio is very great. Bit of sin you perform and your life is gone. The gratuitous lesson for us, and you don't care at all to think about this thing. And unless we have this idea of the flickering nature of our body, our very little connection between the sinful life and our ayu, we tend to waste the time dreading fear. And more than wasting time, we don't care for tells the Buddha Gita or Bhagavatam, then you go on to that way, doing anything in everything. Please, don't do these things. Otherwise, they are not qualified to understand the Supreme Transcendence. And the Supreme Transcendental Servant, not understand at all. You don't have any idea at all. We don't have any idea of the same. We don't have any of our own existence. And they're just in a big dream here. They're running up the illusion. And so many illusion exhibits, we are very powerful. And we think that that is the life. We do think that this material existence is a permanent place for you to stay. Think that we are not allowed to touch. Rather than our trance at all. Or you can't understand them. Definitely. This is the connection with our life, I do. Only one word you are thinking. And then you come to say that your life is 10,000 years. Then you come to proper, half sin, half good. So again, quarter is added. The life goes 10, so it becomes 1,000. Then the same sequence is going to tell you, quarter is added, three quarters is bad, and one quarter is good. And that is also decreasing. So the more the sinful activities are increasing, the proportionate drop is more than expected regarding our eyes. This is the knowledge. We don't want to be pundits. But we must have an idea of the precarious situation we are in. How can we afford to go out of the margin of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita? We are really destroying our human life of this. Time for this body is very limited. In Dwapara Yuga, there were 1,000 years, from 10,000 years to 1,000, and from 1,000 I can do 100, and we see that 100 is also impossible. And more so, because of so-called advancement, these things have to be borne in mind very carefully. So we are very serious then about the time that was disposed. It's very nice to hear the scriptures in Mangal Kriya. So nice and people are doing. I don't know from where you are deriving all this power. It is very nice. They will be very, very nice, you know. So many people are attracting. Please increase this flow so that we will be qualified to think of the higher spiritual strata. Otherwise, how many years we are going to grapple to the lower strata? That's the question we should ask. Otherwise, the Rashtra has no meaning for us. sons of their sons to him that they believe that. What have you influenced on Kimball's work? Anything you keep in mind, and see the drop in the life is very great. And apart from that, this 100 years life is also not guaranteed. And we see that the young ones have the back aches and foot aches and this and that. I'm surprised. My eyes are not winding open very well. How? Why? And then, I'm going to remember. That's what it is. Where do you go? You're back in the morning. You can't live back in Singapore. You go to the The change of the place is not a cure. To understand these things is a cure. And that is Bhagavatam. How much more we should come to the transcendence? Do anything in everything? We don't have time really. Similar relation we have in Bhagavad Gita. For similar also, we should also be at that time. What is all waiting for them in Srimad Bhagavatam? And what is all again the 10 canto of them? So many chapters are there. In the heart of the Bhagavatam. How can we touch? We are not qualified yet. So in order to have a qualification, we will be eagerly going through these literatures, otherwise we are resting for us. Yatra Bhagavata Janaha Sandhavu Vishadashayaha. I mean, this verse also leads us to Bhagavata. Then Kanto. Yatra Bhagavata Janaha. Whether there is Bhagavatana like us, crowd who is interested very sincerely to hear about the transcendence and supreme transcendence, we are trying to think about. And the highest divine entity who is situated in his own abode and how he develops and how he expands. Then we are trying to think about it. How much more careful we should be. The, as soon as the mind is vacant without Krishna, the mind is immediately worried about the computer software and this and that and that. And boss's face. You close your eyes and boss and you see where it was. Yeah. Or at that time, you're really victimized by every direction. Why you can you approach me? Close your eyes and your wife comes in and come on, baby. And my children come on, Mary. Mary for it. We don't have any time on this, we are very careful about it. And I, and this I also, amazing Arati, Arati, it decreases. No doubt, the yugas are decreasing, the ayam, and again he says Arati. Again the decrease is there. So we are not really free from the decrease. And how? Ayam, Arati, why? Definitely decreasing, he says. Why? Kusam of the living entities, without exception. Without exception. If I is so very flickering, then how much more care we should take to understand these things? Is the world of mercy that you are forcefully open and open your eyes? Chakshuru mitam, unmitam. Unmitam means you want to close eyes. Yes, it is between the ears of one eye. And we are really trying to grapple at what is your mind. This is the reason. He thought of it. When he was there with us, he was always telling that, please, don't disturb me. I have to be ready to run to give the equivalence. And the work over equivalence are the best ことを思うんですね。 Please always take help of his labor and elevate yourself so that you can recover the supreme transcendence always. This is how you look away and so on. And how it differs is again the yuga, the effects of yuga is definitely there. And day after day the situation, he sees the bonus. If you think about only 70, 80 years when we were children, that was very nice. That time also coming over there. My grandfather was always coming over there and coming over there and so on. So then I understood, and what is coming over there? He didn't understand. And what is coming in our house? He didn't know what is coming over there. I told him, I don't see him. He is just sitting in front of me to the other guy. This is Kaliwa. He couldn't have been there. And now, with all these developments, we, what we call, they will be completely surprised. There was no illusion in that time. It was a very peaceful time. No magnetic field at all additional. Jeevan, the life was very, very steady. Nobody died before the age. The young deaths were very, very few. No diseases were there. Those who were running after Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they were completely disease-free. Then there were no aches, pains, nothing. So all the times of pain, we have daily aches and pains. Daily we go to our work and our energy is completely sapped. We lose the very vitality of the human existence. We lose the vitality to understand the transcendence. And that's why then we think that I can't understand anything, so this is my salary. The concocted ideas. And these are not concocted ideas, but our energy is very limited. This is the lesson from this. Are you Bhakti Mayi Pusam? And how? With them, by Rajin, and Aston, by Sati. Aso and Sara. Daily sun rises and sets, and one day is gone. There is no excitement. Singapore is a very nice country, very clean. Is there anybody whose life is neat? And in your life, it is faster than in India. There are bandages there, and it's there and there and there. And your doctors are everywhere. So many charts are there, and so many grants are there, and so many x-rays are there. He's always thinking that, oh, I can survive it and perform my money a lot. And life decreases. And if it decreases, then in English of which way I will use it or lose it. And once you come to this conclusion, that is I, and I was also in our hands, then what to do? So he shows the way out of it in the second thing. Right, you are worried about your acts, then do one thing. The time will not affect you. Now, he says, Tatsarite Shanam Neh. There is one exception to this. You don't want to decrease your life. And there is one exception to that. So we are really here. What is the exception? I don't want to decrease my life. You are beyond the condition. He says, Tatsarita Shanam Neh. There is one exception to this. Every moment, Shanam Nita, it is life. If we place every moment available to you, apart from your maintenance jobs, then what to do? You can read in Uttam Sloka Vatara. This is Krishna's last time. The only thing to do. Glorification of the Lord, pastimes of the Lord, bhajan kirtan of the Lord, remembrance of the Lord's names is very easy. Kundiya Kali, they know. Krishna knows that the Kundiya is a living entity, don't retire at all. Hardly in 3 years, or 6 years. Maybe you are resembling this life. Beginning years is when we are not awake. Of the very dear age, 15 years of this school, and then again, as soon as you understand, marriage is there, education, preparation level there, army is there. So 25 years, 30 years now, maybe a 10-year degree, then maybe some work, and buy the pleasure of this for that, car, and then, you know, 40 years, you can manage the success of this all day. And then so many difficulties again. I don't have time at all. And you should be here. And you have to steal the time from your busy schedule and invest it in glorification of Krishna. Then the time is not very difficult. It will embellish it. You see, since the last 15 years, I'm seeing new people. And you don't see them aging at all. Same. And same. I saw Sudarshan Prabhu. He looks the same. And definitely you are aging. The effect of time is not there. You are really utilizing this time in this. And if you really utilize this time, then that tendency in our grave, then it's not difficult to understand. And then we come to Krishna, out of Krishna, in the form of the Nyayadu. And then, again, in that, we know very well that he has nothing to do. They are really learning from the first one. They are not such a career kind of sweetness. He doesn't have to work hard. Not so much say, it's a description of Krishna. He doesn't need to, he's completely free. And then there is nobody equal to him, not so much. A very good, nobody is greater than him. Again, Krishna's description is there. And then he helps us. How he manages? He said, I'm the source of everything, having everything from him. How he manages? He is sharing the next two lines very nicely. The parasya shakti, you will be raised to very. Parasya means Krishna. Shakti, energies. He has unlimited energies. We name unlimited energies he has. And he orders the energies to us. In our experience also, we have factories or big concerns are done by one man. And he is in his home. But he has so many assistants, managers and deputy managers and so on. They are very busy according to his direction. But he is completely free. Here, Bhagwan is very expert in directing his energies. And those energies, the secret is that Parashya Shakti is very smoothly. Swabhavati Jnana Bhagavad Priya. Swabhavati, by their own nature, they work perfectly there. Mango tree is there. Definitely that will have mango fruit. Definitely. No one, none, no time Krishna comes to you, yes, Mr. Forgive me of this mango tree you gave grapes. No, mango tree will have mango. And he never comes to you, he says, forgive me, you will never get child, you will get a dog. If he commits mistake, it is a blunder. You see, Swabhaviti, by their own nature, the energies work in sequence and expertly. It's such expertise is transcendent. We are not expert here, we are full of defects and so on. He is clear about that. This is not transcendent law. And then again, he enjoys his stay in his own abode. So our enjoyment naturally, he is there something. So then we divinity is there created. So by his energy, for his enjoyment. However hard we try to enjoy our sensing. Because our senses are perverted. So we try to enjoy what we can never enjoy. On the contrary, we are more miserable. That's why it's easy. We are trying to enjoy. We are more miserable. Please remember these things. And this will give us the idea of Krishna, how he manages. And for his own enjoyment, the expenses are going to be there. And it is Radhini Shakti, one of the energies of Krishna. And Radhini Shakti takes the form of the enjoyment for Krishna. And because it is his energy, so day and night, that energy is in his intimate service. And that's why she is liked by him more than anybody else. We may have that servant with us. But the servant who serves very nice, very dear. And you talk to him all the everything. Everything. Anyway, the service is there, intimacy is there. And those who serve, they can order it. There is freedom. Our mother or wife, they don't order us, but we obey them. And come time, you are from Prashad Nijiri. Oh, yes, I'm coming. He doesn't say, I'm doing my job. The service is there. As soon as the service is there, the ordering of the chicken is there. So this is rather than the intimate relationship is there. You know, they are not different at all. And why she has acquired this quality? So the Radha name itself comes from Aradhana. Aradhana Radha. Aradhana means intensive prayers. Our prayers are very intensive. For prayers we have Prarthana. Two words are there. Prarthana word is there. And Aradhana is there. The Aradhana is intensive prayers. Prayers are what? We pray. The Aradhana is intense relationship. Once you know the greatness of Krishna, then you become very, very attached to him. And because you are very much attached to him, you are somehow near completely melting in front of him. This melting process creates nice feeling in both of them. The Aradhana and the worship. Both are very pleased to see. And from this arises the intensive bhakti. And that is what other means. Otherwise, not different from Krishna. Energy of Krishna cannot be different from Krishna. Everything here is directly related to Krishna. Yesterday we saw the example of one word, which was book. And we see how it's related. Today we take another word. The earthen pot. Earthen pot is there. Now think about the earthen pot. How it is related. The earth is related. We don't see the earth. The reason of the earthen pot is earth. And because it is the direct coming from the energy of Krishna, those pots are naturally uncontaminated. You don't have to clean them for contamination. You don't have to apply antiseptic liquid. Not needed. Because the direct energy is there. Krishna's energies are naturally antiseptic. Earth is completely antiseptic. And that's why our reserves of water, they are all there. All lakes and oceans and everything on earth. You then go back at all. In the pot you fill up the water, and maybe 2-3 days you can keep it. Otherwise, normally it will go back. The earth is a very nice purifier. And earth is a reason for the other pot. In earth, we see the pot, but when you think about the earth, it is regarded as a pot. Ornament of gold is regarded as ornament of gold. We don't remember the gold. But anything you take is coming from the energy of Krishna. gold will is also from the mines. It's a transformation of the earth. So earth is buried if we are in the earthen pot. So we may see the pot, it is actually, but it is earth. And then we very well know from the first and second from the Gita, and we have heard so many times in the lectures that the earth is the energy of Krishna. And it is the reason for pot. So this way, pot is connected to earth. And earth is the result of water. There is no earth. Water was there. Water created the earth. And there was no water. Fire created the water. There was no fire. Fire created the fire. Fire. And there was no Vayu, but ether created the Vayu. There was no ether, but false ego was there. False ego was absent, because then earth was created. The aggregate, which is the energy, was created. And if it turned, false ego comes out of it. Then earth was also in unmanifested stage. And because it was in unmanifested stage, that unmanifest stage is known as earth. It doesn't mean it could be there. As soon as Krishna arrives, Madhava comes out. So it is Krishna's position. Everything goes to unmanifested. And time has this effect. Anything in the world is going to be eventually completely vanishing. There is a sequence. It's not really difficult to understand. So everything is vanishing. Then what is the permanent? Then the invisible mind tries to find out. And permanent, when you think about the permanent, then the service comes in, universal service. Bhakti comes in. And for bhakti, it is the full idea. Why is there worship? So then we could find out from the pages of the literature that Goswami, etc. This is another initiative to the form. And she was so intimate to Krishna. And she also expanded so many forms in the Jayavishaka, etc. And this is how she continues to serve Krishna day and night. And Krishna is very pleased. As in Krishna is very busy, really. We are in one shop. And how busy we are. Krishna is in such a big manifestation. How easy it should be. He doesn't have any time. Another first ring, something continues. So if we go through Radharani, if we really pray this Aradhana, if our intention prayers are there, then Radharani recognizes our intention prayers. And therefore Radha is very good. Whenever we see Krishna, after Krishna's name, Radha comes first. Aradhana comes first. Lakshmi Narayana, Lakshmi goes first. She always is the first member. Because she knows how to convince Krishna. So Krishna never took at us directly. But if you go through Radha, then Radha can recommend the gift. We can use it very simply. Please Krishna will bring forward and add it. Many times, the husband is very strict here. Maybe our boss. But if you go through life, in every year, many times the human creatures that are how to express the wife and how to try her to convince the husband, and even when somebody water again, water and bee instead of fire. Fire is wife and gives water. So the wife comes, Krishna's position is not the way. Every relationship comes from Krishna. Every exception. This is, in short, Radharani. And please, you have nice all over the next thing. Anyway, in that song also it is described she decorated it so nicely that Krishna is attracted. We all try to love Krishna. We all try very hard to be attracted to him. But Krishna also agrees to be attracted to somebody else. And then in the end, it so happened that Krishna was really puzzled one day. How Radharani has so much love for him. So he wanted to experience. And the result is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. He has accepted the confession of Radharani, Dr. Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Dhanajeshwari, Vrishabhadevi, Pranamayadevi. This is her position. And Dr. Kanchana Gaurangi is like molten gold, the color is like molten gold. Now, always busy in service. My brother, sister, our daughter, wife, they're all busy in service. And they said they're quite dead. Hardly they were shaken. We remember that we were sleeping up to 7, 8 o'clock, but mother would always get a body. And as soon as she gets up, she would have a broom in her hand, clean the whole house. This is the ring inside. Gymkhana was absent. Those who are busy in service, they always keep your name. The Bhutanajan Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari. The more harmony, the intensive prayer is there. Vrishabhanu is there. In Vrishabhanu, Vrishas world is there. The father from whom she appears. And Vrishad means the person who pushes all our desires. And Bhanu means Surya, sun. And sun really pushes all our desires. Without sun we cannot survive. And sun is always in time. Suppose it is late, we cannot survive without sunshine. We in Western world, maybe in the cold countries, we may not see the sun. But the warmth is there, such light is there. So my dad, they all the living things are nourished. This is his kindness. And other nourishment they bought from Krishna. So day and night, she is engaged in this service. And that is the greatness of Radha. In Vrindavan, there is Vrindavaneshwari. You don't have. So the control in Vrindavan. We have visited in Vrindavan many times. They always go there. They don't know Krishna. They know that you can please Radha. You can have intense prayers. Then it is very easy to please. But at the same time, to go on his ways, then he doesn't give us the Sahajiya mentality. There are they. No. He said that every day there must be Bhagavatam. In the Dham temple also, every day in the morning, there is Bhagavatam. Radharani is controlling, no doubt. But we must have Bhagavatam. And this is the idea of how our life is to be utilized. We cannot touch the transcendence. So he has clearly described these things to us. And because of this, we are completely spiritually elevated. And we are fit for getting to 10th canto. But we just refer always to at least 2 chapters from 4th canto. 5th and 6th, Bhagavad Gita instructions. And any verse you take, it will be the capacity to understand the learning. This is the secret of it. And increase your aradhana. The prayers. Nothing is to interview Hare Nam, Hare Nam. Hare Nam is the Yoram. Hare Nam is the Yoram. Hare Nam is the Yoram. Pavanam Pavanam is the Yoram. Mungare Bhavya Yoram. Hare Nam is the Yoram. There should be our aim. So Guru, so Pita Chapi. There is a Guru, there is a Pita. Sa Mata. There is Mata also. Mandu Pisa, our relationship with Harinam. شکشه چه
چودن
هره نمی بکردن هره محتاج رو برستی بسیدن تو اطلاع سوکر دار نیم سوکرش من در دریت مدرش در دریت چکرن دیتانن فول تو سرائی این آتس لند and this instruction is coming from Krishna so the Brahma is in Dhamma always keep remembering and we are doing that don't get fed up one thing we have to remember that this is a lifelong process and beyond who has said that I am waiting to see Krishna or to see Radha Mary etc we should work so well that they will like to see Kundalik was very nice beauty in Maharashtra he was very good in serving his father's baby so Kundalik was massaging his father's baby so Krishna said oh, he was very nice serving him I was going to adarshan give my darshan to him so Krishna came running all the way from Guru Vrindavan to Pandharpur and he went to the house where Kundalik was staying and he said Kundalik He said, who is it? I'm Krishna. He said, just wait for us. I'm busy. Excuse me, doctor. They don't agree the families. So there was nothing for Krishna to see. He was standing, you know. So he had a brick by the side of him. So he threw bricks. Stand on me. He is now still. He's standing on the brick. In Bharati, brick is known as meat. And the person who is situated on the wheel is not a wheel traveler. Wheel traveler. He is known as a wheel traveler. So, for hours he was waiting. Rukmini was already here. He was very nice. So she could, and he said, that Krishna might have gone to Kundalik. So she came running. So Kundalik again was very busy. So he could have a break for Rukmai to stay. And they both are even now standing. So these bhaktas always curse Kundali. They are, what bad devotees you have. There are so many yugas have passed. Even now we don't tell them to stay. This is pain. This is real pain. And Krishna has a relation to wake. This is another intention. Yes. He teaches us Dema Puvatamana. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't type it, he didn't do anything. He just distributed. Our daily identity. Krishna Dema Pradayate. That is his main name. Please try to follow this thing. Please have an intention. I really get very happy to hear your kirtans. Among the Mangala, please don't belong to this planet. Yesterday, or the Vedas was telling that I've never heard one that you like to eat. I've never heard Kirtan, they put the pieces of them. Now we can, you know, this is young man, why is he so nice? He shouldn't do anything. Resign your job and sing. This is intensity, Aradhana. And if Aradhana is there, Radha is definitely there. Please, Mr. Rahul, you should come to the conclusion. We are going always from not up to the limit. So please increase. Please, how to insist? I don't know. In short, to understand Radharani. And then one thing we have again remember. And once we develop, and somebody of them must be Radharani, then we are always there. You can't drive Krishna Radha out of our heart. Once they come, they see. And they also let me go. Very nice example is given in Bhagavatam. This leg, you know, leg house, the red material, this is on postage. So as it is, it's very hard. Leg is very hard. So our mind is also like leg. It is very hard. And they will not go for a new change. Somebody came to see her. It's very hard to change in England. And sometimes it's not taken short of Brahma. is there just careless. We don't care at all. We don't think why we have to do that, and why we should do it. Provost of mercy is required. So there is lack of knowledge. And when the air comes in contact with fire, it becomes liquid. And as soon as life is in liquid, you can have any form of contemplation. You can have any form. So many forms are there. You can put any form. Like statues are there, so many things are there. But you should have a condition of association of the fire. As soon as the association of fire stops, again it becomes hard. The regulation of our mind also. Continuously, it must be in touch with Krishna. Otherwise, mind is guided to release your energy. The heart punishment is there. This is life. Then what happens? Then suppose you have a liquid life with you, and you want to give it to different forms. And you put some color into it. Maybe you put some yellow color. The color mixes with the red color, and it may appear orangey. So that color, once it is there, it can never be separated. Color one maybe wants to come out, but color cannot come out. And you also cannot do anything. Color there is permanently there. There is our condition. In our liquid heart, Dravid Hadaya. Dravid Hadaya. So in a liquid heart, because of the conditions of the material life, and because of the increase in the material life, we have come to the speech of Krishna. And with really naked heart, we pray in vain that please, enough is enough. Now please save me. Kravadabham Madhari Vishnu. We pray him intensely daily. And once you go there, once Krishna takes possession of your heart, however hard you try, you cannot drive him out. And even Krishna wants to leave, you can't leave. Other ones in that, it is one to be there. Please, that is our condition. Some of these newfound boys may come for a day or two. And again they have to leave them. After a year they will end him. Oh, I was looking by it. Why did you go here then? Maybe some difficulty in the day. So they said, please, once you see Radha or Krishna, they have presently taken residence in your heart. And already supposed to be there. So Kodas Paramatma is already there. So it's not very difficult for us to be the residence of Krishna. Now you are all sorry. How will you have any bit of life? You will never smoke. Easily. Maybe sometimes it will do, I don't know. But not very easily. When we have understood the futility of those things, we'll never do it. These all other unnecessary things have taken leave from us for all the time. When Krishna is situated. The Sudas was blind for Sakali. He was blind. And he was quite nice boy. He used to recite bhajans of Krishna. So many nice bhajans he recited. So Akbar king, he heard about him. So he led a Sudas in his court and said, sing bhajans, Krishna. So the lively, one after the other, one said, he started reciting bhajans. And he said, stop now, nothing about me. So Sudas very gravely said to him that my mind is completely occupied by Krishna. There is no place for you. So how can I sing? And he said, please, Varsha, today you have invited me to the court. But henceforth, don't invite me again. We are creating difficulties in my devotional service. Otherwise, if I wasn't there, I will request Varsha, who has come singing, and then again I will come back. No, nothing else. Bhaktas, they are completely pure in their attitude. Once they have done, then the material manifestation is not going to be permanent with us. It's completely ingrained in their mind. And because of that, the intensive prayer will continue. And you cannot stay without any intensive prayer. Every day, as much time as possible, will definitely go to Krishna. These are all appointments for Krishna. And these appointments must not be missed. Open Bhagavad Gita, and there is an appointment to Krishna. Open Bhagavad Gita, and there is an appointment to Krishna. Never get fed up. And we always try to convert everything into rituals. Mulla is in half sleep, he sings. No heart at all. That becomes ritual. Don't do it. You please try to understand that today Krishna is kind, your meeting is going on, so you have a chance to perform on that. Tomorrow we don't know anybody. And maybe today is the last day for Mulla to your feet and over there. So perform with all the heart. And then you gather. There are other pastimes. They are there already. Krishna was attracted to her. She was attracted to Krishna. The other thing is always there. We also want to have ananda always. But we have bliss. And we can't get in any other thing except the nature of aradhana of Krishna. This is the main thing to understand. Please try to increase your intention. Prayers. As aradhana meaning always a company.
Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj ki jai.